You all have handout sheets. I've given you those early today. Am I on? You want me to?
No, you're not.
Okay. Because I thought I turned it on. Do you want me to click it again?
Yeah.
Okay. How about now? Did that work?
Yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Test, test. Hit it again. Testing. All right. You got it? Okay. Good deal. Thank you, Lee. All right. Today we're going to do a guided open forum where I'll give you some things to think about, and then we'll open it up, and Lee Connor will probably run around and get his exercise today. And if you want to grab another guy, that's fine too, or if you want to handle it all yourself and get the extra exercise today, that's fine as well. Get that brain a working, you know, to help you to remember the offering time All right, so we're going to focus on, and I'm going to kind of use the name of this hymn, Count Your Blessings. And if you remember that chorus of that, do you remember the chorus? Name them one by one. Count your, almost makes you want to break out in song, doesn't it? Count your many blessings, see what God has done. But anyway, I'm going to quote from that here in just a bit. But let me first read you these verses. There's so many verses in the Bible about praising God and being thankful and grateful. And so I'll just start with these four little passages real quick. Psalm 28, the first part of verse 7 reads like this. The Lord is my strength. That's what he is. And my impenetrable shield. Now think about those words. He is my strength. You ever think about that? That we can rely on him and he can be the strength for us. And then I love how the Amplified takes that shield and lets us know that the wording of that, the Hebrew wording of that, is actually impenetrable, which means nothing can get through. And the only way things can get through is, guess what? We allow it. That's how things get through. And that's the thing that I think Satan tries the hardest for, is to get you discouraged so you'll lower your shield. So therefore, it's not impenetrable anymore. Boy, that word's kind of hard. As I get older, it's harder for me to say that. And impenetrable, it's like my kids when they were little used to say comfortable instead of comfortable. And impenetrable. Okay. So anyway, or you don't pray enough about your decisions, and therefore you're actually stepping away from that impenetrable shield. So you kind of do it to yourself. It's never meant to work that way. And so the Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. And then the second part of that reads like this. My heart trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on him. And because of that, I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. All right, Psalm 9, 1 and 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell, really, it's talking about to others, really, of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name. That's part of what we do in church, and it has an important part in our lives. And then Psalm 107:21, let them praise the Lord with his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. Psalm 69:30 is our last verse that I'll read to you. Then I will praise God with singing and I will honor him with thanksgiving. And that's what we do when we have a thankful heart. It's the time of the year that on TV we get to see all the Black Friday commercials. And you ever think about that? Some people love it. My sister used to get up way early for Black Friday events. I never got into that. Sleep is more important to me than things. And but she would get up with her kids, and they'd go stand in line to get the best deal, and that was running on TV or on the internet. You read about this stuff on the internet, and Amazon's Black Friday deals going on, And so they are advertising many of the things that might be wonderful to own in life, many of the things that they believe, if they want you to believe, that will make your lives happier if you just buy those things. And then the way they do, you ever notice how they do the commercials? And they'll have like Christmas trees in the back or Christmas lights or snow coming down. And then the music is right there with it to grab your heart. And I got to have that new KitchenAid appliance. This year, I've been wanting one of those for 20 years. You know, that's kind of the background. I think in a lot of ways, advertising is kind of not good for us. When we see all that stuff, because it puts things in our minds and gets us to thinking things that we think we want more and more and more in life. And so if we allow ourselves to think about what we don't have in life, or maybe even what is currently going on in our lives that maybe we're not happy about, or any discouragements with dealing with people, that's an adventure in life. And dealing with people and their attitudes and their mind and how they think. But keeping focus on the good things, I think, is vital for us. Keeping those frustrations to a minimum in our life and reminding us that we need to always be thankful. And even if we have to look back a little longer in the background, or times in our life that maybe we were a little bit happier or whatever, we need to do whatever we can do with that. Being thankful is something we should do all the time, and not just during Thanksgiving. It's something that I believe God highly appreciates and wants us to be thankful. I think a good way to do that, and I hope you're doing this, I hope you're praying at every meal. And does it, you don't have to pray around the world, and I don't. You know, I have like this saying that I invented, short and sweet when it's time to eat. So, you know, that's kind of, I made it up myself. Yeah, that was really deep. And so I don't pray around the world, but my prayer is always, thank you, God, for this meal. And most of the time, Lori probably laughs at me, and I say, for this wonderful meal that we're getting ready to eat. And, you know, because I make the meals. No. She does some. I actually love it when she does them. But anyway, throughout the Bible, think about this for a second. The Old Testament, what did people get in trouble for a lot? It's because they weren't thankful for what they had. They wanted more. More or something different. You think about it. You think about the whole Testament, and you see that that's the pattern, that they weren't willing to be thankful for anything that they had in life. They just always wanted more and wanted to complain about it. So one of the secrets, I think, to enjoying life is being thankful. So let's look at that song just for a second. I chose not to read you the verses. I almost did, but I chose not to. So I'm going to summarize each one. The first verse of Count Your Blessings is basically a verse that is talking about going through tough times and thinking all is lost. The second verse is about anything that is loading you down. The actual wording of that second verse was a load of care, and which means worry. The third verse is about seeing others doing better than you. And then the fourth verse is about any conflict, great or small, I think is some of the exact words of that. And that can be with people or whatever that discourages us. And so the chorus of that simple little song tells us what we should do. So what should we do? Count your blessings. How does it say to go about and do it? Name them how? One by one. It would probably do us all good to journal. You know, have a little journal, and every time something good happens, write in that journal that good thing, and then put the date on it, and then go back later on, because that would be a perfect thing that would fit up with this. So count your blessings, see what God hath done. Remember all the things that he's done in your life. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So the point of the song is we tend to overfocus on whatever is discouraging us right now. And stop doing that. Just stop and look back at the things that God has done for you. What kind of things can we be thankful for? So I put on your sheets. I didn't give you all of my notes today. I just gave you the basics of today's notes. But I didn't have a lot of notes anyway today. So this is this focus here, I think it's your page two, is on the 8 blessings that we'll look at today. And so I'm going to list those for you, and then I'm going to let you pick any one of those things and make a comment on it and to voice that. Well, what if somebody else picks that one and makes a comment on it? Comment on any one of them. I don't care if we have multiple comments on the same thing. Whatever's a blessing to you. So here's some things that we should be thankful for. Some of our family. Now, I didn't say all of our family because not all of our family are we always real thankful for. And some family is, well, we should probably be thankful that some family helps us become better people. Yeah, yeah. How's that for putting a nice little spin on that one? And so, but most of our family are usually we should be thankful for. And how about very close friends? Should we be thankful for them? Either family or close friends that we know they just want the best for us, and we feel that. And so, family or friends who are not there to find fault with us, but rather help us, who see and appreciate our good qualities and overlook the minor things. Do we all have minor things? Absolutely. If you don't, let me buy you the book, Humility of Heart, and because that is the probably the best book besides the Bible I've ever read in my entire life. That has formed me and molded me, Humility of Heart by a Catholic priest. Fantastic book about what it means to be humble, and it points out specifics of things that are not really humble things. And so at one time I bought it for, I think, everybody in the whole church. And that was years ago, so we got all new people now. So people who see and appreciate our good qualities overlook the minor things. If you've had loved ones pass away, do you at least appreciate the influence that they had on your life while they were living? That would be something to still be thankful about. And hopefully you see your other family as the church family. And hopefully you're thankful about that. Number two, a decent place to live. Notice how I worded that. Just a decent place to live. You know, some decent things to wear. And at least some things that we are able to own. Are you thankful, men, for your tools? I mean, you got to have good tools, you know. Think about that. And so how about number three, our job, or if you're retired now, how about past jobs that God blessed you with, you know, and that was fun for you at the time and that you feel good about? How about number four, our health? And if you don't feel like your health is real, real good, then are you at least thankful enough that you have some ability to still do a lot of the things that you enjoy in life? Beauty of the earth. You ever think about that? You ever be someplace that you just look around and go, wow. You know, those who are not used to trees and hills that move to this area, that's a beauty. I mean, head to Branson and look at the trees and the hills all the way down there. Are you thankful for creeks, rivers, and birds? I never really paid much attention to birds, but Lori's mom was really into birds, and then that carried into Lori as well. And I started kind of noticing the birds. You just really don't notice them unless you look. And even the stars in the sky. Do you ever just stop and look at that? How about decent weather? Are you thankful for a day like today? Sunny. This is probably going to be one of our last beautiful days today. Yeah, open up the house, let the fresh air in, and get a little bit into the sun. Are you thankful for that? Are you thankful for some rainy days? I really never thought about it until one time years ago, I sat on a covered porch, and it was a light rain, and it was beautiful. I never thought about that being beautiful. And so are you thankful for that? at least some fun hobbies, whether that be reading a book, working on a car, doing art stuff, or whatever hobby or fun thing you enjoy. Are you thankful for a good night's sleep? Oh, wow. Is that one important? And took me a few times this week to finally get a good night's sleep, and it was last night. So I had some other days it wasn't so good. And then you're just dragging around all day. Are you thankful for God? And look at these things you can think about God. Helping us in our daily lives, no matter what we're going through. Helping us to become better people. Do you like yourself better today because you've listened to God than you did years ago? Giving us joy and peace, is that important to you? I can tell you, for me, that is very important for me. How about the encouragement and strength of the Bible? How about being blessed by God to be a help to others?
To be a help to others.
You have a big ministry back. And online, tic-tac-toe. And folks, it's going to get worse the longer I stay. So Pastor Mike's at it again. All right. He likes playing tic-tac-toe. And being blessed by God to help others. Does that make you feel better? It should. Giving you a good church to go to, along with a good church family to be around. And how about eternity someday? Are you thankful for that? And if you've never really looked at the Bible scriptures, we're going to get a new earth someday later on. And that new earth is going to by far surpass the one we're on today. And that's when the heaven will come down and be right next to the new earth that God will put together. I really believe life on that new earth will be very similar to this, except perfect. More like the Garden of Eden. And then we can come and go right into heaven for being around God's presence. I preached about that when I preached on heaven years ago. So look at those eight things, and let's start with past. Anything that pertains to your past, somebody get us started. When we do these discussions, we don't, kind of time yourself, maybe 3 minutes or less or whatever, but take any of these that you are thankful for and voice that today. And again, if someone else takes the same one, it's okay for you to mention it again because that's what you're thankful for. So somebody get us started. Lee is going to go around with a little microphone and try to catch most of you. Just kind of raise your hand right over here to Dick and Cheryl.
I'm going to start out because it's going to take me longer than 3 minutes. Probably hit all of those. I have been blessed and I am thankful for grandparents who raised my brother and sisters and me. I'm thankful for my grandfather who taught me how to make sausage. I'm thankful for a grandfather who had wise sayings like, if you can't see the pepper in the sausage, you don't have enough. When you miss a deer, when you're deer hunting, he took me deer hunting. When you're deer hunting, when you miss a deer, there's a lot of room around them. So I'm thankful for my grandparents. I'm thankful that I found a lifelong companion. I'm thankful that we had two wonderful children, Danny and Christy, who married wonderful spouses, Jenny and John. What am I up to? I'm thankful for a job that I had for 41 years, worked for the same company, 41 years, many different jobs, but they provided for my family for those 41 years. And I'm very thankful that I had that job. So they helped provide for my family, provide for my retirement, and help me raise those children who now have children of their own, which gives me wonderful grandchildren, some of whom have children of their own, which gives me great-grandchildren. Now, we ended up in Missouri. I lived in Colorado for 55 years. We ended up in Missouri. That is a blessing. I thank God for bringing us here. when we decided we were going to move here and sell our house, there were stumbling blocks. There were roadblocks. There were issues. And our attitude was, well, if God wants us in Missouri, these will go away. And they did. And here we are. So I thank God for bringing us to Missouri. I thank God for bringing us to this wonderful little church and these people. We came here knowing no one, not knowing anything. Jerry Miller took us under his wing, took us deer hunting, showed us where to go, how to hunt deer in Missouri. Beautiful state of Missouri. And hunting gives you an opportunity to enjoy the beauty of this world. I mean, you see things that you might not see if you weren't out there hunting. Mm-hmm. As far as sleep, I'm not worried about that. But I see God in all the things that have happened to me in my life, whether it was a car wreck or fires, storms, tornadoes, whatever it was, I see God's hand in me being able to stand here today. And I am thankful for all of that. You know, if I missed anything, God, I'm sorry.
I don't think you missed anything.
What a good start. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Somebody else.
I was going to say a lot of, about us moving here, because God did plant us here. But I thank God for the little things that other people may not like. I love butterflies. I love birds. I love dogs, cats, horses, anything with four legs and a tail. And it just gives me so much pleasure to see all that. And he gave that to me. So anyway, look at this beautiful sky. God did that.
Yes. Yeah.
God is the most magnificent artist. And I've got a picture of him when on his hunting trip. And I'm going to paint that. Wow. It was magnificent. And I want to paint it and share it.
Good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Somebody else. What are you thankful for? Look at anything on that list. So, over. Yeah. Joe, go ahead.
You might have made a mistake here because I'm a guy that talks on a microphone every day for a straight hour, so I could probably hold a sermon over all this. But every morning when I talk on my show, I talk about exactly what he's talking about, but I call it gratefulness and being grateful for everything you have in your life. Even the breath that you take is not promised to us each and every day. But if there's one thing that I have to target is that my journey that I took for about 20 years, and I considered myself the one of the 99. I was the one that Jesus went out and looked for because of the fact that I was having problems with my faith. And I found a church that was going to control that and find me a good direction. But I kept on getting away from it. And each and every single time that I kept on getting away from that church, and I would drive thousands of miles, I would drive hundreds of miles, I would move away to different states. And no, I kept on going back because of the fact that God said, I'm not done with you because you haven't learned yet. And the only way you're going to learn is by following me. And so I followed him. And I followed him to a point to where right now I have an hour show each and every morning on TikTok that I do a little ministry. And I call it a ministry. And that's exactly what it is because I get on there. I get to know people. I tell my story. I get to know other people's story. And then I get to share the love of God. So that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for everything that God has done for me in that time when he was out searching for me. Because I was the one. He left the 99 back. He went and found me. So I am grateful for that. And I'm grateful to find a church family that I can come and settle down with. So thank you very much.
Somebody else? Any of those things on that list? All right, Darla.
Well, I probably have a couple of things too, but and not everybody here knows that in December of 2008, I was diagnosed with MS. And I have been so blessed to be able to, I mean, I tell the doctors all the time, I still think that they've misdiagnosed me because I do feel good. So I am very thankful for God for the doctors, for us catching it in time, for us that first night, people coming over and praying with us. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I had a great job with the Forest Service. I saw many, many beautiful areas, and that's something that I'm, the birds and everything, and I'm thankful that God has is allowing me to be healthy enough to watch my grandbabies. I mean, I might get upset with them sometimes, but then they turn around and Rowan the other day, she said to her mom, she goes, "Mommy, I'm a bird girl because Grammy is."
Aww.
So it's those little things. And I am grateful for my family, for Bob and the kids, my parents growing up, you know. And I'm thankful with the kids. I take Rowan to school every day, and we say a prayer on the way to school every day. And she'll say, "Well, Grammy, you forgot this and you forgot that." But I'm glad that we're just doing that so she's knowing to pray. And she does, so. And thank you for everybody here. You are all so wonderful. Thanks.
Somebody else. And take anything. Lee did a great job. I see that he's got the 8 kind of categorized, which is kind of cool. Makes it easier to remember different topics.
I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my heritage. For my strong Christian heritage. I'm thankful that I found my husband when I really did not think there was anybody out there for me. I'm thankful for our miracle girls and how far they've come in life and all the new things they show us every day. And I'm thankful that God worked it out for us to move here. I've moved so much over the years with my dad being a pastor, but this is the first place that I actually feel I'm at home. This is home. All the other places, I have gotten to the point where I persuaded myself it's home. But as soon as we came and looked at our house almost a year ago, I immediately was like, this is home. And I'm so glad that we have found such a loving, welcoming church that we can call our second family. And I'm glad our girls have so many people to look up to and have so many adoptive grandparents. And I'm just thankful for how God works things out. I may have lost my job since we've been here, but I feel like God has given me such a peace, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I don't feel the strain and the pressure of having to get out there and provide. I know my husband feels that, but I'm grateful that God is still providing for us. He provides everything that we need, and we might not get everything we want, but he's still taking care of us. And I'm very grateful for that.
My Anybody else? Anything on that list?
I'll take a turn.
Go ahead.
When you mentioned family, you mentioned that maybe some of them are, I forget the word that you used, but some of them are a little tough.
There, that's a tactful way.
Some of our friends are a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that we worked with are a little tough. And I remember one of the jobs I had, one of the guys that I worked with was Jewish, and he used to make fun of me all the time. And I was praying to God one day, and I said, why do you have people like this in my life? And he spoke to me. So we took turns doing devotion, and our choir at the church that we went to in Ohio, there were more people in our choir than go to this church, let me put it that way. And so I took a block of wood and cut it in pieces about 2 inches long, and took a piece of sandpaper. And my devotion was that when God puts tough people in your life, there's a reason for that. When we all have rough edges, and tough people can smooth out those rough edges if you trust God and you let them. And I passed out the pieces of wood and sandpaper in the choir, and as I did my devotion, and you could see people starting to sand their wood, and you could see people realizing that there were tough people in their life, but they were there to smooth out our raw edges, our tough edges. And I will always thank God for that. And I thank God for everything on this list, because without him, we would have none of that.
Good, good. Somebody else. Except for the lady that cleans the church, I think everybody else was thankful for that illustration.
Your story about the rough edges reminded me when I got promoted. One of my sergeants came to me. I was promoted to Director of Division of Drug and Crime Control for the Highway Patrol. He said, you're one of the guys, but you got some rough edges, boy. And he was right. The things I'm thankful for, mostly the children, the family, my lovely wife that came along at a time when I desperately needed some stabilization.
Oh, she's shaking her head too.
She's still working on it. But right now, all of our children have their own problems, but none of them are in drug trouble. They don't have any drug problems.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for that. And they're not in jail at the present time. So thankful for that. I'm thankful for you all.
Great.
We've been married 52 years, and my wife is still working on me, so.
All right, somebody else. Walt, good.
Dorothy has you beat. She's been working on me 59 years. Joe mentioned the breath we breathe. When you've been to the point where your airway is swollen, where you're breathing through a little slit like this, and you lay there, tell them, I've got to have help. And you thank God for breath. When you're laying out there in your pasture with a tree limb on your legs, those hit you in the head and knocked you out temporarily, broken shoulder, broken leg, and you can say what you want. Son-in-law was working nights. Would usually had his cell phone turned off. He left it on that day. God sees beforehand what you need. I was able to call him, get him out there to get the limb off my legs, and spent the next 20 days in the hospital. but I thank God for every day. Now, to me, it's a bonus. Praise Him, thank Him for it.
I think we have to have the bad times to appreciate better, don't you think? And God helps us with that. That's a great thought. Okay, somebody else. We got time for a few more.
Well, I'm thankful for every one of the things on that list, family. I'm thankful for Jenny. I'm in the same boat. She came along right at the right time that I needed it. And she's only been working on me for 33 years, so got a ways to go yet. One thing that's on there that there's a couple of things. One, talk about beauty, and Mom brought up God as an artist, and everybody knows that we're avid outdoorsmen, but if you want to see God in the mornings when as a hunter or a fisherman, you, like Dad said, you're out there and you're going to see things that a lot of people don't. But one of the ways that I feel closest to God is right at sunrise when I'm sitting out in the woods somewhere, or I think back to, you know, elk hunting in Colorado, and it's freezing cold and it's dark, and then the light starts to very slowly come in, and then you can feel the sunrise, you can feel the day start, and then things start to warm up, and the birds come out, and the squirrels, and the whole world comes alive, and you just feel like you can reach up and touch Him. The other part that I'm thankful for, especially, is forgiveness. You know, the list is long. You know, it's forgiveness that I don't have to forgive myself for things anymore because I'm already forgiven, and I'm just thankful for that, for forgiveness.
Great.
Thank you, God, for your patience.
All right, somebody else. Jenny, go ahead.
I am also thankful for everything on that list, and there's so much I can say. Thankful for the church family and everything that's happened for us since we've moved here. But two things stand out in my mind right now, which may seem insignificant to some, but I think someone will understand. Music. I am so thankful for God for music and voices and instruments, and I just thank Him for that. And children. I am very fortunate in my life. Most of the jobs that I've ever had have been doing things that I love. So most of the responsibilities don't quite feel like work. And I've been blessed to work with children for over 33 years in some capacity or another. Or seniors, which I also love. So I just thank Him for that and for my family and everything that He's given to me.
Great. Somebody else. What do you think? Or just raise your hand and Lee will be there. And so, go ahead, Greg. Greg, you sounded awesome today. It really added, the trumpet really added to today's
service. I miss his trumpet.
So,
talking about family, if I had some of my family here, they'd wonder why I hadn't gotten up already. So, but thankful for that heritage of those individuals as well. Family-wise, I only knew one set of my grandparents, but my grandmother on that side was a strong Christian lady. So I'm a third generation. And my grandfather on my dad's side got saved just before he died, and so did my other grandfather. So hopefully I've got at least three grandparents in heaven waiting on me someday. So I remember one of the things my dad, you got to realize I'm the youngest of my family, and my dad was the youngest of his family. So my dad was born in 1925, and he was born out in the sticks of Oklahoma, and one of the things he would talk about occasionally would he'd just turn the water on the faucet. Thankful for running water. I don't want to get into anything, but we pretty much lost everything about 6 years ago. And it's been a struggle since then. And just this morning at the altar, I was telling the Lord, thanks for a roof over our head. Thank you for food on our table. Thank you for hot and cold water. Thankful for a job. And I'm thankful that God has given me good health. I've not been sick very many times in my life to amount to anything. And sometimes that makes me harder to understand my wife with her issue with her fibromyalgia and things, because almost every morning I get up feeling good. So it's a struggle for me to understand somebody that doesn't. So, and talking about hunting, I'm not a very good hunter, but I had a good time in Colorado when I lived out there hunting in the woods. And like you said, you just reach up and touch. Just could talk to him. Just like, felt like he was right there. Just walking along. So there's a tremendous beauty in this world. Every state has beauty in it. You just got to find it. Some states are a little different. I'd probably get better rest if that golden retriever would stay out of our bed at night. But we love her anyway. Sometimes those feet pushed me almost off the bed. Things and but thankful most of all for Calvary, for Jesus Christ dying on the cross for my sins.
I'll just add a little. As Craig said, the last 6 years have probably been the toughest years of my life in various ways. But as I told Cheryl this morning, one of my favorite songs is Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy. We're not always happy. You know, things aren't always just wonderful. But Jesus is our joy. We can have deep down joy. We sing the little kids' song. I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. And I'm so thankful for Jesus. And one of the other things, if you know me well, you know I love my family. And I'm so very, very thankful for every one of them. And just thankful today.
I think B. Miller raised her hand.
Oh, I'm thankful for all of those things, too. I think everybody here can give a testimony of some deep, dark time in their life. And without God, where would we be?
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to tell Craig, you need to get a chihuahua. Then you don't have so much trouble. They push on you, but it doesn't hurt that much, you know. But anyway, I'm thankful for all the dogs in my life. I will say that. I've been one of those needy people that needed one. And God has blessed me with some wonderful little dogs. But anyway, thinking about one of the things I'm most thankful for, I think, is my family. I had a wonderful Christian home to grow up in, and where Jesus was part of our family. We talked to him through the day as a family. He was right there. And I remember being a little girl. We were in Cheyenne, Wyoming, had a wonderful church, had wonderful altar services. And I guess I was asking Mom about being saved. I don't remember, but I remember her saying, "Well, you just go and you just tell Jesus all about it. You know, tell him all the bad things you've done, because you know he loves you and he'll understand, but he needs to forgive you. And just tell him all about it." You know? So I went up to the altar and I did.
I still remember trusting him to tell him all about everything. And I'll never forget the joy I felt from that. I still remember that day and how I felt when Jesus came into my heart. And he has spared me, I'm sure, from a lot of bad things because I became a Christian as a little girl and helped me to want to do what he wanted me to do through life. And I just thank him for bringing us through some really bad times. And I was telling Jerry yesterday, I said that song, "Through Many Dangers, Toils, and Snares We Have Already Come, but Grace Has Brought Us Safe Thus Far, and Grace Will Lead Us Home." And I just praise God for bringing us through all of them, for helping us, for being there for us, for forgiving us, for comforting us, for giving us the strength we've needed. And I'm thankful for my lovely church family that is my second home. And just for everything, I thank him.
All right, we got time for two.
How old were you when you got saved?
5 or 6, I'm not sure.
Wow. Something like that. Probably 2 minutes. Anybody got a quick one? So here we go, right over here.
No complaining about your 59 years that you've been fighting with them.
I'll just say I'm grateful for everything. How's that?
That's
I've
good.
Got wonderful, wonderful family. My kids are all healthy most of the time. My grandkids, my great-grandkids, the church family that we've gotten into. Everybody's been wonderful to us. And so thank you, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
There's two reasons why that we have a good church family. One is we're Christians. Number two, we love each other and overlook the minor stuff. Right?
What minor stuff?
That one right there that you just mentioned. Pride. Okay, anyway. So, yeah. We've had professing Christians in this church that did not follow God. They followed themselves, and they were a problem in this church in the past. But right now, I believe everybody here truly wants to follow God. Now, what does it mean? You got to listen to him. You got to ask him stuff. You got to want what he wants. And so that's why I think that we have such a great group of people here. If we all continue to love God and love each other and overlook the small stuff, and then I think we'll be blessed. And I think I was talking to poor Chrissy last Sunday, and I said, you know, I don't really like those new Blazers, or Blazers or Broncos or whatever they are. And Ed, she goes, I have one. She was so graceful to me, and so was Dick, who was right there. They were so graceful, and that's a time that I stuck my foot in my mouth. And so we love each other. We overlook the small stuff because we have small stuff, right? And if we keep that atmosphere, following God, listening to him, and overlooking the small stuff, we'll keep this atmosphere. We'll keep it because God will bless us for it, and it is just great to have family. A second family. So, all right, we're going to have our communion ushers come forward.